Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville Community School District Superintendent Cassie Pearson about their latest school board meeting.
Knoxville School Board met in regular session on Tuesday, and I think the big thing to come out with that was the Knoxville Community School District is opening up a food pantry. Tell us a little bit about how that will work and what services that will provide for students and families.
The Food Bank of Iowa, you know, is very generous, and we've got several locations in town already that have food pantries, and we have now qualified to have an additional site. The high school is going to be that site for us. We are so excited. We have space available right off the kitchen there. It will provide a place where we can actually offer everything from canned goods to fresh produce to protein to dairy products, and we'll have refrigerator units, you know, so we can have all of that right in that space. So the food pantry will be open and available to our students. It will be open after school hours as well. So any families that have students in the Knoxville school system will be eligible to come in and shop at the food bank or at our food pantry here at the high school. And we hope to have that up and running in August of this year, and it will run year-round after we initially get it started. So it'll run in conjunction with our summer lunch program in the summer of 2019. So kids and families who might have some food insecurities will have access to that free food year-round.
Another decision made was to help along with an expansion of the Randy Wilson Track Press Box over at the track. Tell us a little bit about how that is going to be built up and bigger for everyone involved.
The Randy Wilson track has been a great facility for us and continues to expand its use to a lot of other programs like soccer and flag football and football along with our track program. Our press box is a little small, antiquated, and the stairs actually go up from the outside and are really falling apart. So for safety reasons, we needed to do some kind of remodeling for the press box. The board actually has approved that we will tear everything down to the block wall that is currently the concession stand and then build a new press box on top of that, the entire width and length of that, the current concession stand. So we're going to be able to expand that out, be able to put all of the equipment that we need now that we have our timing system out that's electronic. We need printers and all of the good stuff that it takes to run a great track meet. And so we're going to expand that out. We'll also be able then to make it a little nicer for media and others who are covering events for us, be able to see and have access to all the electronics that they would need as well.
Another decision made was to bring in some consultants about employee benefit and insurance information. And that's such a, I think it's such a complicated subject. Bringing someone in to help out with that should provide a lot of different avenues and information for the Knoxville Community School District.
Yes, one of the things that our business manager, Craig Mobley, is excellent at is always kind of taking a look at what are our current practices and what are other places doing to get a little bit more bang for their buck, make sure that all of our packages are staying competitive and that we're funding them in a way that's really being fiscally responsible as well. We've talked a little bit about being able to fully self-fund some of our insurance benefits here at the school. Craig's looked into it a little bit, but it's not what he does day in and day out. And so having another set of eyes who really, that is their level of expertise, that's their area of expertise, to be able to help us make that decision is one of our goals. We want to make sure that our benefit package for our staff is incredible. We want to be able to provide our employees with the benefits that make it, make life a little easier. That's why you have insurances. That's why you have leaves. And we want to be very competitive so that we draw the best workforce and we retain all the wonderful teachers and staff that we already have employed here at Knoxville Schools. In order to do that, though, we also need to make sure that we can pay for it. And so this company is really going to help us make sure that we are taking a look at all of the options that we have, making sure that we're taking advantage of all of the benefit options for our staff and that we've got the best price. And they'll help us shop around a little bit if we need to do that or figure out if we can actually self-fund it ourselves. So they truly are just going to go to work at analyzing our data and giving us a report and a picture so that we can make sound decisions.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.